It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. I really enjoy bringing this to you and having a chance to visit with all of you. If you hear a little road noise, I'm in the pickup with Mr. Terry Tate. We are on Highway 287, just west of Quanah, and our destination is northern New Mexico. We're going to go up. You've heard me talking about Mr. David Williams, Hunter Supply. David and his wife, Regina, make millions of bullets. That's what they do. But we're going to go up on a mule deer hunt with David. He's got done the scouting already, and Terry's been up in this country a good bit. I usually go way on up north, up in northern Colorado when I'm heading this way, but there's some big old mule deer up in northern New Mexico. Actually, it's a destination for them. We've seen some pictures of some 300-pound on the hoof mule deer bucks. So, you know, I've had a chance to hunt desert mule deer quite a bit, but the chance at a New Mexico big mule deer buck is something new to me. I'm really fired up about this. And Terry's been up here a lot. A lot of you know Terry. Up in northeast Texas, he builds the big bore air guns. And Terry, we got about another, I guess, about six more hours to drive, right?
I think it's 6 hours, Luke.
Well, that's not too far. We're just clicking along here. Now, the country up there in that we're going to, it's not far from the Continental Divide, up about 80 miles north of Albuquerque, right?
From David's house, his back fence line is the Continental Divide, and across from his house in the pasture is the start of the Rocky Mountains.
And I've talked to you and him both. What happens this time of year, the migration, these mule deer start coming out of the high country, and I would assume they'll probably, a lot of them will probably winter down in his area, right?
Yeah, they do. They migrate down and they head out into the desert, and that's where they spend the winters, in the desert there on the Jicarilla Indian Reservation.
And I think that's a world-class destination, you know, for the Jicarilla obviously is for big, not only big mule deer bucks, but elk too, right?
Yes, it has both huge mule deer and elk.
And prairie dogs. I know you've told me a lot about coming up here with the big boy air guns and shooting prairie dogs.
Yes, they have a lot of prairie dogs.
Well, I'm really, really excited about it. We're going to be, of course, you can't use an air gun, big boar up in New Mexico to hunt big game. It's not legal. I expect it to, if you've been following our past few shows about what's going on in Texas with the big bore air guns, it would not surprise me if we can't hunt deer with them this coming season. It's not a given, but I would pretty much think within the next 2 years, maybe this coming year, that if everything goes like we think it will, you'll be able to hunt big game in Texas with big bore air guns. But we're going to be using, actually, I'm going to be using a Ruger M77, a fine rifle, a bolt action, and that's going to open up a lot of chances. We're not going to have a long time to hunt, 2 or 3 days, but Terry, it's a pretty good chance we'll be bringing some good mule deer steaks back, isn't it?
Yes, good chance we will.
Well, we're after them, and folks, we're going to, This show, today's show, is going to be brought to you in segments. Now, segment one here is Terry and I, a little pre-hunt talking, going down Highway 287 up toward Amarillo. When we join you back, we're going to actually be up there, and David Williams is going to be with us. We're going to, kind of get a little, maybe a pre-hunt briefing, or I don't know, we may wait until the hunt starts, but that's where we're at, and that's what we're doing in today's show. folks, we've made it down here. We're all the way up in northern New Mexico, not too far from Cuba. Mr. David Williams and his wife, Regina. Regina, we're in the house here. We're getting ready to go hunting is what we're doing. David, you've been seeing some ULs. You showed me pictures, tantalized me for about a month here on these bucks. There's some good deer up here, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some real good deer up here.
There's some of them on the wall you had. You know, person that's used to looking at whitetails, it's way different. I mean, you know, you're looking at 24 to 28-inch mule deer, and the body size on these rascals up here, up in this area. This really is a prime area for trophy class mule deer. It may be the prime area, isn't it?
Yeah, Rio Riba is the number one place in the United States for trophy mule deer.
Lots of them. And then, the Jicarilla, right, is close by?
Yes, yeah, it's just over the mountain about 4 miles from us.
Well, I guess what we're going to do, I see Regina over here. She's stirring up some. Regina, I'm going to tell you what. Now, I don't know about the deer, but this sure smells good, all this cooking.
Well, I hope you'll like it as much as I like cooking.
It's already good. Now, I want to tell y'all folks, Regina and David, y'all make literally like millions. I asked David last night how many bullets. Hunter's Supply, folks, is what these folks, this company's name. Hundreds of millions is what he said.
Correct.
Many, many bullets. Well, we're going to see if we can use one of those bullets this morning. If we don't, we'll have a good hunt, and we'll get back with you folks. Hang with us, and like I told you, we're going to bring our little show to you in pieces today.
Luke, that's a fine mule deer buck.
Well, Terry, thank you. Folks, we're back here at the skinning rack now. And I want to tell you, you've heard about being in the western states and hunting a long time and killing a buck. Well, it didn't take a long time here with David Williams here. We got out, and actually within, an hour and a half of when we started hunting, a couple of elk, actually three elk came out. Terry, there was two cows, a barren cow, and then a cow with a calf. Came out and we was hitting, I think he called it the hidden meadow or something like that.
Hidden Valley.
Yeah, Hidden Valley. And saw the elk come through, and we sat there a good bit and on the rim of this thing, and finally here comes a nice bunch of does. Terry, there was about, I don't know, five does, and they all, you know how a doe will look back behind them. Mule deer, just like whitetail, they were looking back, and we thought, well, okay, let's just set tight a minute and see what happens. Sure enough, this buck that I shot, he wasn't the biggest buck in New Mexico, but he was probably, I think David estimated him about 240 pounds, something like that, and a very respectable specimen of a mule deer, wouldn't you say, Terry?
Yeah, he was. Nice buck.
And you've been up in this country a good bit, and the Jicarilla Indian, Apache Indian Reservation, y'all were telling me is just right over that hill there.
Yeah, it's 4 miles.
4 miles away, and really this is kind of a mecca for shooting, if you're wanting to stick with it and shoot a trophy mule deer up here, folks, because, the price of the license in this unit is like, I forget, $300 and something bucks. But right across, David was telling me, right across, the mule deer license was like a bunch.
$15,000 for a mule deer license on the Jicarillas.
And that's for the license. And then, you know, that's not a guarantee you're going to catch it for the opportunity to kill a big one. But, folks, you know, we outfit, I have for the past 7 years, and we got elk and bear hunts up in northern New Mexico. You hear us talking about that a lot. And that's strictly for, elk and bear. There's pretty good numbers of mule deer. But when we're up there in the archery season, we see them, but it's not the time, you know, the season for the mule deer. So thus, we never hunt the mule deer. So this is a real treat for me to get down here and get me a Rocky Mountain mule deer, I'm telling you.
big shroud. Yes, just one.
Folks, we're in the shop here with my friends David and Regina. They are packaging up these Hunter Supply bullets by the bunches. And that was Regina giving some instructions on what she's fixing to package up next. I talked to David earlier, Regina. There's no telling how many, like right now, just a wild guess how many bullets y'all are going to ship out.
Just 2,000 today.
Only a couple of thousand. Well, yesterday I saw a pallet full.
Three pallets.
Wild guess. There's probably...
Wild guess. About... I know exactly what they are. One of them had 120,000. The other one had 172,000. And the small one was only a merely 56,000.
And those bullets were going to load up on a ship and go where?
Netherlands is the big one. And one's going to Ohio and the other one to Utah.
Regina, those were those air rifle bullets, but you know, designed for most of them air rifle bullets?
All three of those were for the air gun. We won't do the hard cast until next week.
That says a lot about the popularity now of air rifles. I don't think a lot of people realize how much, you know, well, y'all make tons of bullets for them and for hunting and target shooting too, right?
That is correct.
Well, I tell you what, I want to look around this plant. Folks, I wish you could be here. But these machines right over here, they're the ones that make the bullets?
They are the magma casters that we do use for the equipment. We have the molds custom made from different people who cut them for us that goes on the machinery. The lead actually comes out of Canada that we order to our specification, and they're virgin lead clean to our specs.
And cowboy shooters, you make bullets for them, right?
That is the hard cast that goes for the cowboy shooters. It's a standard 6292 that everybody's aware of, and it's quite easily used. We offer just for their specifications, which is usually the 38s, the 44s, and the 45s.
And how about bullets for, like, you know, muzzle loaders? I mean, this is a type bullet. It's muzzle loader shoot too, like conicals and all, right?
That is correct. We do the black powder as well as the muzzle loaders. We got the round balls. We have a wide variety.
I've seen them, and I'm looking at all these machines, Regina. If you wanted to crank out lots of bullets, which I mean, just say you had to crank out a ton of them, all these things in a day's time, running full speed. Thousands, right?
Yes. Certain bullets you can run faster than others. You know, the bigger ones, the 58 calibers, are slower. But the average is the 38 and the 45, and they can run them pretty fast.
Well, I'm going to let you and David get back to sacking these. But what do you call this? Pulling orders.
We're pulling orders.
I'm going to let you get back to this. And I might go out there and make sure that meat's chilling. I had an awesome time with you folks, and I feel like I know all of you. We've talked so much, but coming down here and having the opportunity to kill a deer, I mean, had I not even seen a deer, it'd been fun. But as it worked out, David knew where the mule deer were.
Yes, he does.
Well, let you get back to work, and I know you got a lot of stuff to do, but thanks again.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.